Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. A small passenger plane crashed into Lake Victoria this morning, the largest lake in Africa. Tanzania's prime minister says at least 19 people are confirmed dead. Ishma Fandikwa reports several passengers were transported to a nearby hospital.
Prime Minister Kassim Majaliwa gave the update as recovery efforts continue. The ATR-42-500 plane, owned by the private Tanzanian airline Precision Air, crash-landed into Africa's largest lake in bad weather as it approached an airport, according to authorities. Pictures online show the plane almost entirely submerged, with only its tail visible.
Ishma Fandikwa reporting. The entire House and one-third of the Senate is up for election this week, as well as several state legislatures. One closely watched governor's race is in Pennsylvania, where a Trump-backed candidate is facing off against a Democrat with more political experience. Both President Biden and former President Trump campaigned in Pennsylvania yesterday on behalf of their respective choices. NPR's Laura Benchoff has more on that race.
Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro is campaigning to replace the outgoing Democratic governor, Tom Wolf, and keep the governorship blue. Pennsylvania State Senator Doug Mastriano is running to flip the seat. A retired Army colonel, he got into politics a few years ago. In 2020, Mastriano was one of the Pennsylvania lawmakers challenging the presidential election results. He also went to the Capitol on January 6th. But while Mastriano blew the competition away during the primary, his general election campaign has lagged. Shapiro has spent around 10 times more than his opponent and has maintained a lead in the polls. Laura Benchoff, NPR News, Philadelphia.
The Federal Reserve has raised interest rates another 0.75% and is warning of further rate hikes. A volatile stock market is trying to come to grips with the higher cost of money. Steve Beckner reports.
After the Fed announced another 0.75% rate hike Wednesday, stocks initially rallied in the hope that future rate hikes will be smaller. But after Chairman Jerome Powell made clear rates need to go higher than previously thought to curb inflation, stocks sold off until Friday. Following stronger-than-expected job numbers, the Dow rose more than 600 points before giving up some of those gains. The problem for Wall Street, ironically, is that tightening financial market conditions to soften the economy and labor markets is part of the Fed's anti-inflation strategy. To the extent stocks rally, financial conditions loosen, supporting growth. And that tends to make the Fed more inclined to raise rates. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
This is NPR News. The National Labor Relations Board said workers at a Home Depot store in Philadelphia have voted against forming a union. Union leaders said they tried to organize there to address concerns about wages, staffing, and training. For the first time in 50 years, Alaskans will not see the name Don Young on their general election ballots. The longtime Republican congressman died this spring. Democrat Perry Peltola won a special election to finish his term. She's trying to keep the seat. Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin reports.
Young was a fierce advocate of drilling and mining in his state. He would harangue, even bully those who blocked his agenda. Peltola is known for an ability to befriend her rivals. Even former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin says she adores Peltola, and Palin is on the ballot vying to unseat her. In her short time in office, Peltola has tacked to the middle. She's championing some of Young's bills and favorite development projects. She's even wearing his signature Alaska flag bolo tie, imparted to her by the late congressman's daughters. For NPR News, I'm Liz Ruskin in Anchorage.
Just in time for holiday travel, the Transportation Security Administration is lowering its pre-check fee that allows air passengers a quicker trip through security checkpoints. Applicants must first pass a security assessment and pay the fee, which is being dropped from $85 to $78. The TSA says pre-check provides faster screening with less physical contact. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.